From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. An end-of-the-month deadline to fix healthcare.gov is almost here. The administration said it could get the site working smoothly for the vast majority of users trying to sign up for coverage, about 50,000 visitors at one time. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what the White House hopes will happen in the coming days.
The White House goal is that by this weekend, maybe 8 out of 10 people will be able to get on the site, see what plans are available to them, find out if they qualify for a government subsidy, and purchase insurance. At the same time, maybe 2 in 10 will have to call for help, either because of a technical problem or maybe a complicated situation that just stumps the website.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Scientists are analyzing faint smudges on a screen to figure out if, in fact, Comet Ison, or at least some part of it, survive yesterday's close encounter with the sun. NPR's Dave Mattingly says scientists thought the 4.5-billion-year-old space rock was totally gone until
they noticed a streak of light, suggesting some of it remained intact. Astrophysicist Carl Badhams is a solar researcher with the U.S. Navy.
We've been following this comet for a year now, and all the way it has been surprising us, confusing us. It's just typical that right at the end, when we absolutely said yes, it has died, we lost it in the sun, it just pops right back up again.
Badham speaking to the BBC. Astronomers are hopeful Ison's flyby of the sun will help them learn more about comets. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
It's a busy, busy, busy Black Friday. National Retail Federation expects sales for the holiday season to increase nearly 4% over last year. Phil Latzman braved the crowds today at Busy Mall in suburban Miami.
Shoppers arrived early in the morning looking for bargains on everything from candles to clothes to electronics. 15-year-old Christopher Schmidt came for skate gear, among other things.
I came to Black Friday because I heard that everything was 50% off, and I needed to restock on some clothes because I'm growing too fast.
Black Friday veteran Kerry Kenwright woke up at 4 a.m. and has this advice for the weary shopper.
Have a plan. Have a route. Stick to it. Don't deviate. And have lots of coffee.
An estimated 147 million Americans are expected to do some kind of shopping this holiday weekend. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
And the market's on track for another strong month, though at last check, stocks were mixed on the shortened trading session. Dow was down 11, NASDAQ up 15. It's starting to look like Christmas at the White House. As a military band performs O Tannenbaum, a horse-drawn wagon delivers the White House Christmas tree to First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughters. This is NPR News. Egyptian security forces have clashed with hundreds of Islamist demonstrators opposed to a new law restricting protests. This as outrage continues over the arrest of a prominent blogger detained at his home in the dead of night. We have the latest from NPR's Leila Fadel.
Police forces stormed Ala Abdelfattah's home as his toddler slept nearby. A press release from the family said when Abdelfattah's wife demanded the arrest warrant, police beat them both. Abdelfattah is a blogger who rose to fame during the 2011 uprising against Hosni Mubarak. An arrest warrant was issued for him and another prominent youth activist following protests on Tuesday that ended with dozens in jail after police beat and chased them. Abdelfattah had publicly declared he would turn himself in on Saturday. The arrests come under a controversial protest law that bans unauthorized demonstrations. Human rights groups say the law is an affront to democracy and a new way for the state to crush dissent. But the government is defending the law as a necessary measure to stabilize Egypt. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Iraqi authorities are reporting a grisly discovery near Baghdad that they say points to possible al-Qaeda involvement. They say they found the bodies of 18 men in an orchard in Mashhada, a predominantly Sunni Muslim area north of the capital. The victims were found shot in the head. Police say they've also found the decapitated corpses of 7 men who were killed in a separate attack in northern Iraq. The victims reportedly included an army official and a Sunni tribal sheikh. Pakistani intelligence is reporting another suspected U.S. drone strike in North Waziristan, according to the Associated Press. Officials are saying the overnight strike killed an alleged militant. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from T. Rowe Price, presenting T. Rowe Price Connections, a series exploring opportunities in the global economy at troweprice.com/connections.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Right now, back to 1993 and music from B.B. King and special guest Buddy Guy.
I pity the fool. I said I pity the fool. I pity the fool. I say I pity the fool. That fall in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Falls in love with you. I've been in a fool. I've been in a fool. That falls in love with you. I've been in a fool. I've been in a fool. She'll break your heart one day, and she'll laugh and walk away. Oh, I've been in a fool.
Satisfied. 2 weeks later, she was sneaking on the side. All over town, she's writing hot checks on you. It all comes down at the stroke of half past the blue. She fired off your pistol in the middle of the street. Screamed out your name and that you was a no good thief. And while you were sleeping, she stole your watch right off of you. Now all the time you're showing his head past the blue. And you love her till the kingdom come and the damn breaks. Till the ghosts pass over, if that's what it takes. Till the pigs fly and all the dogs run loose, half past the blue. Is that what time is? Did you think this would never happen to you? And if you had it to do over, would you still fit the same shoe? Did you wake up to find that someone has come to get his due? Is that what time it is? Yeah. You heard about the rooster who was peeking over the rail. They say he lost his whole head over a little piece of tape. Conductor asked the engineer what time the train was due. And all the little hens were saying, head past the blue. Like the monkey told the lie from the coconut tree. He said, you're the most ignorant looking jackass I ever did see. Lion said, come down and share your point of view. The monkey said, I'll see you right head past the blue. And you'll never till the kingdom come and the dead rings. Till the ghosts pass over, if that's what it takes. Till the pigs fly and all the dogs run loose, head past the blue. The same shoe. Did you wake up to find someone has come?
David Egan from his disc 20 Years of Trouble, David on piano and vocals with Half Past the Blues. This disc won the Offbeat Readers of New Orleans singer-songwriter album of 2004. David is a really, really great lyricist, and he's had tunes recorded by Irma Thomas, Percy Sledge, Joe Cocker, Marcia Ball, and quite a few others. John Mayall recorded two or three of them. I can't remember if it was three. I think it was three. Anyway, David Egan, great composer. We heard B.B. King and Buddy Guy prior to hearing David Egan. We heard B.B. King from the disc Blues Summit doing a cover of I Pity the Fool. And next year on KRVS, the Phantom Blues Band, they have been backing up Taj Mahal on some of his recordings for many years now. We're going to turn to their disc Inside Out. This one came out in 2011. Here is an example of a David Egan song covered by another blues band, Phantom Blues Band, with David Egan's composition Stone Survivor.
I'll play the blues, might get rough, but I live the life I choose, and I ain't no apologizer. I'm a stone survivor. Some are in for the long run. Some may peak before they're even 21. Some may down when their luck is dog and gone. But if my stars don't shine, they can just keep on keeping on. I'm a star survivor, and I've seen this little world go round. I'm a straight through driver, and the air spinning wheel don't get me down. I'll play the blues, might get rough, but I live the life I choose. I ain't no apologizer, I'm a stone survivor. I've seen this little world go round. I'm a straight through driver, and the ever spinning wheel don't get me down. Down or up, I'll play the blues. I might get rough, cause I live the life I choose. And I ain't no apologizer, I'm a stone survivor.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns, and Zydeco Ray and the Creole Night Riders. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Little minnows in the river came fish in the deep blue sea. Little minnows in the river came fish in the deep blue sea. Lord, I got a gang of women trying to get a chance with me. You may think it's all right, but baby doll, can't you see? You may think it's all right, but baby doll, can't you see? Now you know done well, you're getting out of place. Baby, if you just act like the minnows do, I would be the kingfish, baby. If you just act like the minnows do, in case I should flutter, don't be ashamed. I'm a kingfish, papa, and I know what's bait to choose. I'm a kingfish, papa,
and I know what kind of bait to choose. That's why so many women is crying, those old kingfish blues.
Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals, with John Mooney playing slide guitar on that particular track. A rendition of Kingfish Blues, an old Tampa Red tune. And before we heard Junior Wells and John Mooney, we heard the Phantom Blues Band from their disc Inside Out. They were doing a David Egan composition called Stone Survivor. Next year on KRVS, we're going to stretch our legs way back to 1928. Here's music from Furry Lewis of Memphis, Tennessee.
I believe I buy me a graveyard of my own. Believe I buy me a graveyard of my own. I'm gonna kill everybody that have done me wrong. If you wanna go to Nashville, men they ain't got no fare. Wanna go to Nashville, men they ain't got no fare. Cut your good guy's throat, any judge will send you there. I'm gonna get my pistol, 40 rounds of ball. Get my pistol, 40 rounds of ball. I'm gonna shoot my woman just to see her fall. I'd rather hear the screws on my coffin sound. I'd rather hear the screws on my coffin sound. Any of my good girl says I'm jumping down. Get my pencil and paper, I'm gonna sit right down. Get my pencil and paper, I'm gonna sit right down. I'm gonna write me a letter back to Youngstown. This ain't my home, I ain't got no right to stay. This ain't my home, I ain't got no right to stay. This ain't my home, must be my stopping place. When I left my home, it would not let me be. When I left my home, you would not let me be. Wouldn't rest contented till I come to Tennessee.
Tell me what to say. I'm standing here and I'm listening. Now what would a writer say? Now a writer told me you're playing to say today, and that will get the money. I'll bring it to you again, though that's warm to ride around. Know that you can come now. Yeah, man, I'm got to get on it. I know what I'm talking about. I got it this morning, about half past eight. I'm looking at my rider, I'm standing at my gate. Now tell me now, Mr. Rider, so what would you must play? So I play the lead, nobody caught, they're gonna fall out today. No, that's one, Mr. Rider. know that you come around. Yeah, man, I'm got to get on it. I know what I'm talking about. I got up this morning, about half past nine. I'm looking at my rider, or standing out on the line. Now tell me now, Mr. Rider, what you got on your mind? I'm standing here and listening to what Red Devil say. The Red Devil told me, you pay the jigs today, so that will get the money, boy, will get you be in the street. No, that's wrong, Mr. Rider, now. Know that you can't go now. Yeah, man, I'm got to get on it. I know what I'm talking about. She want to be me, Bob, be, she want to... Woman, to ride around, know that you're swinging them out. Yeah, but I'm got to get on it. I know what I'm talking about. I got up this morning, about half past seven. The product's rider told me, you play 7-11. Now look at him, it's a rider, what will 2-1s get? And that will get the money, someone will get you being a six. Know that's woman, to ride around, know that you're swinging them out. Yeah, but I'm got to get on it. I know what I'm talking about, you know.
From the late 1940s, that was Dan Pickett with a number called Number Rider. You don't hear much about numbers, playing the policy games, that sort of thing in song anymore. But for a while, there were a number of blues tunes talking about numbers games, which was also known as numbers racket, policy racket. It was a form of gambling where you would place a bet with a boogie, and it might be on some numbers that were going to be drawn arbitrarily, or it could be on horse racing, any number of things. But interesting song, and there are, again, a number of others like that. And Dan Pickett's very interesting in his style. His voice really sounds a lot like Tommy McLennan, who had started recording in the late 30s. Before we heard Dan Pickett, we heard Furry Lewis from 1928 doing a number called Furry's Blues. Furry Lewis was a really, really wonderful Memphis guitarist and blues singer for many decades. We're going to turn now to the godfather of Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. He was one of the most influential blues men to record during his time, which wasn't all that long. He died at the age of 43 of a heart ailment in 1934. That was a year of his last of four recording sessions. He did two in 1929 in Grafton, Wisconsin. Then he had another session in Grafton in mid-1930, and then one in 1934. Here he is from January of that year, Charlie Patton on guitar and vocals with Revenue Man Blues.
Oh, there ain't you, Millie Riley. Boy, you'd better look out. Oh, sure, it ain't coming. Oh, there ain't you, Millie Riley. Likely be knocked out. Oh, don't love saltwater well. She always wants that drink. Got to have a drink. I don't love saltwater. She always wants a drink. Boy, if they see you with a bottle, though. If they see you with a bottle, they will almost break that neck. Oh, sing sweet home soon. Lord, it's shining star. Oh, sure. I said sing sweet home to that shining star. She don't need no tennis daddy. Oh, sure. She don't need no tennis daddy. Take you in his car. Oh, come on, mama, let us go to the edge of town. Come on, mama, let us go to the edge of town. Babe, I know where there's a furnace building. California, feel down on the ground. Oh, I wake up every morning now with a change all around my bed. I wake up every morning with a jinx all around my bed. No, I had them jinx head out. I have been a good provider, but I believe I've been misled.
From 1951, that was Howling Wolf with Moaning at Midnight. That was one of two tunes. That was actually the flip side of How Many More Years, the first two recordings that Howling Wolf did. He did those at Sam Phillips Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, and Phillips ended up leasing them to Chess Records. And when Chess pressed them, they also told Howling Wolf, well, you can come on up to Chicago and record a bit more for us. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton was a source of some of a lot of influence that Howling Wolf used to form his own ideas and blues and performances and all that. Charlie Patton was somewhat of a flamboyant performer. Howling Wolf definitely picked up on that. We heard Charlie Patton from 1934 doing a number called Revenue Man Blues. And if you have a hard time understanding his lyrics, don't feel alone, Son House. One of his big comments about Charlie Patton, whom he recorded with, of course, was that you just couldn't understand what he was singing. Interesting, but really, really interesting and great blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the guy that brought Howling Wolf to Sam Phillips Studios in Memphis, Tennessee for that first recording session. He was working as a scout to some degree for Phillips. We're talking about Ike Turner. He's had a very interesting history in the blues until, I guess, his career went south and started having some problems. He was, again, a scout for Sam Phillips. He brought his cousin, Jackie Brenston, up there in, 1951 to record the classic Rocket 88, which some say is the first rock and roll song of rock and roll recording. Ike Turner was also on hand in the 1950s, mid to late 50s, recording for Cobra Records. Sessions produced by Willie Dixon at the time. Here's Ike Turner from a 2001 release. The disc is called Here and Now. Here is his take on the classic Catfish Blues.
Lord, I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Whether you're gonna drive, whether you're gonna drive. Lord, if I was a catfish mama, swimming in the fishing after. Get down, man. Get nasty.
Well, I'm a hoodoo king, hoodoo
woman screamed and I turned around. Cadillac Slim had just rolled in town, but you, hey, but you. Well now, but you, but tell the broken down. Well, the king and the queen dressed in red, they had 24 diamonds sitting on their heads. I heard Mother Brown tell Sioux City Sue, Slim don't move me like he used to do, but you, yeah.
Tabby Thomas with a number called Hoodoo Party. This is from his album 25 Years with the Blues. Tabby's one of Baton Rouge's best-known blues men. Of course, he ran Tabby's Blues Box for many, many years. His blues club in Baton Rouge. We heard Ike Turner just before hearing Tabby Thomas. We heard Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm from a disc called Here and Now. It came out in 2001. Ike doing Catfish Blues. I guess probably the oldest recording of that was done in 1941 or so by Tommy McLennan. Really interesting tune. And we just heard Tabby Thomas. His son is Chris Thomas King, who, of course, a lot of people would recognize from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, where he played the role of Tommy Johnson. Chris has had a number of discs out over the years. We're going to turn to his disc Rise. This one came out in 2006 and was sort of had a lot of post-Katrina themes in it. Here's Chris Thomas King on guitar and vocals with his rendition of St. James Infirmary.
I went down to St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, looking so cold, so sweet, and so fair. Well, let her go, let her go, let her go, and God bless her. Wherever she may be, search this wide world over, but you'll never find another man like me. When I die, please bury me in patent leather shoes and a pinstripe suit in my favorite Stetson hat. Put an iced-out crown medallion on my neck chain so that my boss would know that I died standing pat. Get six gamblers to carry my coffin. I want six chorus girls to sing my song. Jazz band, a good jazz band on my tailgate to raise hell as we roll along.
Chris Thomas King from his 2006 release, Rise. Little change of pace here. Here's a number recorded back in August of 1952 that soared to the top of the R&B charts in 53, stayed there for weeks. And then in 1956, it was made a million-selling rock and roll hit by Elvis Presley. Here, though, the first recording of the classic Hound Dog, Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Why?
you may be weeping moan, 'cause you ain't looking for a woman. All you're looking is for, you ain't nothing but a hound dog quit snooping around the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog quit snooping around the door. You can wag your tail,
Big Mama Thornton from August of 1952. It's said that she didn't know that had reached number one slot on the R&B charts until she heard it on the radio while she was in New York, and they mentioned that fact. She had recorded it while she was working for Johnny Otis and his orchestra out of L.A. The actual recording, though, was done in Houston, Texas. Well, that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday anyway. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. There is a lot of good music coming your way for the rest of the day here on KRVS. In just a couple of minutes, Nick Spitzer and American Roots will be airing here, and then it's followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and his fine program, Freetown Radio. Then we have All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. And at 7 p.m. tonight, Lee Kleinpeter takes the air chair with big band swings and other things. And then at 9 o'clock, do stay tuned for Joanna Devine and Avalon Variety Hour, followed at 10 p.m. by Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. And again, lots of great music all day tomorrow, all throughout the weekend. So we'll be back next Friday morning, right after Morning Edition at 9 a.m. with more blues for you here on KRVS. And in the meantime, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend following this Thanksgiving, and an excellent week. Again, this is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Have a wonderful weekend.